You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really. What's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. I must confess, I do not know if I will truly be able to behave myself on this show. In fact, I feel like being a little catty. And for good reason. My special guest today is Dr. Arnold Plotnick. He operates a cat-only clinic in New York City called Manhattan Cat Specialist. He is also the medical editor of Catnip, a monthly newsletter that all you listeners need to subscribe to because I'm the editor of it. And he's also columnist for Cat Fancy and CatChannel.com. Dr. Arnie is also one of my best friends, and he ranks as one of the top feline practitioners. On this show, we're going to get to know what makes Dr. Arnie tick and why felines find him so fabulous. Welcome to the Oh, Behave show, Dr. Arnie.
Thanks, Arden. Great to be here.
All right. Well, we're going to find out a little bit more what it's like to be a feline practitioner in an urban jungle called Manhattan right after this break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Personals.com. As a fellow cat owner, I know how finicky we are. From our friendships to our loves to just about everything, not any old website is going to satisfy us. Here at Personals.com, cat lovers from all walks of life can celebrate the photos, the stories, and videos of their beloved family member. And if you're single, here's your chance to meet someone who's perfect for you. Share your personality today for free. See you soon.
Personals.com. That's PURRSONALS.com. Finally, a place to meet that special person.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggie's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Want to know what cats
like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Cattitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Cattitude, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today's special guest is Dr. Arnold Plotnick. He is truly one cool cat, which is why he operates a very successful feline veterinary practice in the heart of New York City. It's called Manhattan Cat Specialist. You will be amazed, but this guy has always wanted to be a veterinarian, and he is one of the ones that broke off into specializing into care for cats. He has owned and operated the Manhattan Cat Specialist for about, I guess, 15 years. And I think for today's episode, we might even call this Sex and the Kitty. What do you think, Dr. Arnie?
Sounds good to me. Actually, my hospital's been open for 5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Okay.
Five years. But I've been doing this vet thing for 20 years. I can't believe it. But
gosh, you old man.
I know. It makes me feel old, but that's okay. You know, the cat thing, I've been into the cats and feline medicine for a little bit longer than that. But yes, in the last 5 years or so, I've really concentrated on it, opening up my own hospital that just deals with the kitty cats.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, if anybody could see Dr. Arnie, he is easy on the eyes. You are a hottie. I can say that because I feel like I'm your sister, so no problems
behave,
there.
Behave, Arden. Behave.
I can't behave. You're just a cutie. You're a cutie. You know, when people say, my gosh, why would you even want to specialize in cats? They're, you know, how can you make a living doing something with cats? Why not do something with dogs? And I'm purposely, you know, toying with you, of course, because I love cats and dogs. But what made you say, you know what, this is where my practice needs to specialize?
Well, it's kind of weird. I mean, I love dogs, too. I'm not anti-dog. I'm very pro-cat. But when I was doing my internship at University of Pennsylvania, I sort of had an affinity for the cats, and some of my professors noticed that and had said something about it. And then I did my residency at Colorado State, and the same thing. I kind of got to be known as the guy who was good with cats. I was sort of the cat guy. People were steering the cats my way, and I went back out into practice, and I was doing cats and dogs, but I always kind of had this affinity for cats, and it progressed over the time until I realized that this is what I really feel the most comfortable, I feel the most proficient at doing. And I wanted to start my own hospital in New York City, and trying to start a place that does cats and dogs is very difficult to do. A lot of landlords won't let you have dogs because they're noisy, and trying to find a place that had enough space, big cages, and places to walk the dogs, you know, it becomes difficult, where cats are really easy to handle. And I thought, this is all perfect to have a cat hospital in the city.
And, you know, I think cats also deserve to have their own place. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I'm a cat walking into a lobby and I hear woo, 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 and I see drool all over the floor, it, you know, cats got some dignity going. I don't know how I'd feel if I was a cat walking into a place like that.
Well, that's exactly right. And I hear this from many of my clients. I have clients who have cats and dogs, and they take their dog to a regular hospital, but they take their cats to a cat place because, you know, when the cat is sitting in that waiting room with a big Great Dane nearby, you know, by the time the cat makes it to the exam room, it's so frazzled and stressed out. And then a lot of you know, cats are not just small dogs. Cats have their own little set of diseases and their own way of being and their own way of doing things, and you have to sort of tailor your environment so that it's set up for the cat. And that's what we've done here. I have a nice, peaceful, quiet hospital. I did that for the cats. I did that for me as well. Manhattan is kind of crazy, and crowded and noisy, so it's nice coming into a place where it's peaceful and quiet. The cats like it, and my staff likes it, too.
Well, I like it, too. Even though I'm here in Oceanside, I do get out to the East Coast, and I always like to stop at your place when I'm in New York. And
you've been here a couple times.
That's right. Describe what your picture window looks like for our listeners, because I'm telling you, I'm surprised I haven't come home with a kitten or two.
Yeah, well, I take advantage of the fact that we have, even though our hospital's small and it's not the biggest window, it happens to be right at street level on a street that has fairly good foot traffic, and we have a relationship with this really wonderful rescue person named Teresa, and she provides us with kittens and cats that I put in a nice big cage in the window, and many, many people walk by, and they stop, and they see, and they read a little description on the window about the cat, and they either succumb and come in and end up adopting the cat, or they tell friends that there's a place nearby that has cats in the window, and before you know it, we've adopted these cats out to loving, responsible homes. And since we started this program a couple years ago, we have placed 214 cats into wonderful homes. It's that many. Yeah, I can't believe it.
This is what impresses me about you, Dr. Arne, is that you know the exact number. I mean, if anybody goes to his website, it's ManhattanCats.com. He has a little bio, and he lists a bio on each one of the cats that has been in his life, starting with Whiskers, and now he's got Crispy and Mittens, and there's been Brandy, Ginger, Emma, and Ethel in between. And to me, that's a statement, Dr. Arne, that shows you really are the cat man do.
I am, you know, I say it proudly. I'm obsessed with cats, and I'm happy about it. And it's funny how I used to kind of break my life down into school, basically. These are my high school, my undergrad years, and my vet school years. And now I categorize my life in terms of cats. You know, these were the Brandy and Gigi years, and they were the Ethel years. And now I'm in the Crispy and Mitten years.
Tell us a little bit about Crispy and Mittens, because they are two very special cats.
Yeah, well, Crispy, you know, I used to be the vice president of animal health at the ASPCA, and when I was there, you know, Crispy came in as one of the cruelty cases. She was a little kitten who was burned. She was put in hot water.
Wow.
People hear the name Crispy, they thought she was in a fire, but I guess Crispy was my strange sense of humor. A friend of mine said I should have named her Blanche, but she was burned, and she was in a little intensive care unit, and I looked at this little kitten who was who had this real spirit, who was going to survive this thing, and I said, if she makes it through this, I will adopt her, and I will make certain that her life is free of any stress or any kind of harm forever. And now I sort of regret it, because she made it through, and now she's the world's biggest diva. She's this total moody, but I love her to death. She's got a lot of personality, but she knows that she's special, and she takes advantage of it every moment she can.
Well, you know, that's your fate in life, but then you got Mittens.
And then, yeah, well, I had another cat at the time named Ethel, who was a wonderful, wonderful cat. I adopted her when she was 10, and she lived until she was 20. And you can read the whole saga of Ethel on our website. So Ethel passed away, and Crispy, who's brilliant, was finding life a little boring. She needed some sort of enrichment in her environment. So I went ahead and I found this polydactyl kitty, who she's got these enormous front feet, a couple extra toes on the back feet, and I decided to take her home and give Crispy somebody to focus her attention on. And Crispy was not pleased. She was very upset. The diva was in tremendous diva mode at the time. But slowly over time, they've learned to tolerate each other pretty well, and I think deep down they do like each other, and you will find them hanging out together, but there's never any real close interaction, any kind of, you'll never see grooming or sleeping together, cuddling, nothing like that.
You did take one quick photo of them actually almost touching each other, didn't you? Get like, you know, a little...
Whenever that happens, those rare moments, I try to grab the camera and just to see that, yes, they are actually, you know, 3-4 inches away from each other. But they like each other now. They're not super close, but I think they prefer to be with each other than be alone.
Well, speaking about being divas, you have a whole different array of clientele when you're right there in Manhattan, and we're having a little fun with the sex and the kitty thing. But as someone who's an openly gay veterinarian, you know, you've talked about that sometimes there's a very special connection that folks have with their pets. They don't always have children, and sometimes they do. But what do you see? I mean, and I'm not trying to do a what's the difference between gay and straight owners, but do you see sometimes a connection that you've noticed?
I do. I mean, I advertise in publications that cater to the gay community to let them know that they have a place they can bring their pets with somebody who's also gay. Not that that really matters, but...
No, and even Jerry Seinfeld would agree. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. But, and you know, some of the cliches about lesbians and cats are true, and I think it's wonderful. I have a fairly sizable now gay and lesbian clientele, and lesbian cat owners. If everybody treated their cats the way these women treat their cats, then the world would be a much better place. And so I think, and the gay men too. I just talked to a client a couple of minutes ago before this phone call here. Gay couple, they just adopted 3 Tonkinese kittens, and
oh my gosh!
Yeah, 3 adorable
three
kittens, and all different colors. You know, like 3 different color patterns, and they have one of each. And and I think maybe it's because gay folks don't have kids, you know, of their own as often as their straight counterparts, and so they treat the cats, their pets, like kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if maybe being in a minority makes you just more sensitive and compassionate to animals. I don't know what it is, but I find that all my clients treat their pets wonderfully, but the gay clientele seem to have this bond with their pets that goes a tiny bit beyond.
You mentioned before to me that in some ways, sometimes it's referred, you know, you see them as more of acting like a big knowing sister, these cats, to not only gay clients, but straight clients too. What is it about cats that makes them a little bit different than dogs in this one-on-one relationship you have?
Well, you know, cats are introspective, meditative kind of animals. They don't do things simply because they think it'll please you and they're trying to look for some reward. You know, cats, it's a big cliche, but cats really kind of do things on their own terms. And I think that the independent meditative streak kind of resonates with gay folks, in that these cats are their own being, you know, and they are who they are, and you accept them for it and appreciate them for it. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Well, I think you're right, and I think I'm very happy that I have 2 cats and 2 dogs in my life. They all bring something different to my life, and I learn something new every day from each one of them. We're listening to Dr. Arnold Plotnick. He has a great cat-only practice in Manhattan called Manhattan Cat Specialist. He is also the medical editor of Catnip, and he does a column for Cat Fancy. We're going to talk to Dr. Arnie more right after we take this break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at petplanetmagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No. to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Ready to take a walk? Not just you, but your whole family. It's the 2008 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 8th from 9 to 4 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2008, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Because they're a member of the family, keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. On demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have our special guest, Dr. Arnold Plotnick from Manhattan Cat Specialist. We're talking about this cat-people connection. And, you know, I thought I learned everything I knew about you, Dr. Arnie. You know, you've been my friend for a while. I've visited with you. We've had dinner. We've hung out. And then I'm, like, noodling around trying to check out you, and I find out you like dodgeball. What is up with that? What are you, like the Ben Stiller of Manhattan? I mean, the Vince Vaughn? What's going on? What's this dodgeball connection?
I know. That's funny that you found that. I guess my life is just sort of an open book right out there on the, the internet.
That's right. I'm sorry, but I never knew this, and we're going to have to play a game of dodgeball next time I'm in the city.
Yeah, there's a gay dodgeball league in New York City, and I already play in the volleyball league, and they said they were starting this dodgeball league, and the way they described it, they made it sound like so much fun that I thought I would give it a try. And it's sort of I did it last season, and it was absolutely hilarious. It was hilarious.
And my well, don't hospital, they have certain signs on there? No balls in the face or something like that.
Well, you know, there are definitely rules. You can't throw the ball over, you know, over the shoulders. If it hits somebody, you know, any headshots are you get penalized for that. But it was sort of a way. First of all, my team. My hospital sponsored one of the teams. So Manhattan Cat Specialists was one of the eight sponsors for the eight different teams. And yes, when you hear about dodgeball, you think about the horrors of public school.
And, yeah.
I guess those are the sports that we were picked on when we were younger, and now we control the league, and so we're sort of empowered, you know, by taking over dodgeball and playing it on our own terms.
Well, how is your team doing? How does the Manhattan Cat team do?
Very, very poorly.
Oh.
we didn't do very well. I think we finished sixth out of eight. But
okay.
but we had a great time, and it was co-ed. So as a matter of fact, it was a rule that, you know, of the 12 people on your team, four of them had to be women. Mm-hmm. And with the six people on the court at one time, there always had to be at least two women.
Okay.
And so it was wonderful. Everybody got along great, and there was a lot of team spirit, and it was silly. It was silly, crazy fun.
Did you feel like Vince Vaughn or Ben Stiller from the movie, or how was your style of dodgeball?
My style was not too bad. I can throw a ball pretty hard, but I wasn't very good at dodging the balls. But it's funny, on their the website for the league, they say if you have any question about the rules or whatever, we recommend you just rent the movie Dodgeball and see for yourself. It's pretty much like that.
Okay, so you don't have a big bruises when you go practice at your clinic?
No, no. Volleyball is volleyball is a little more takes its toll on my body than dodgeball ever did.
Oh my gosh! You know, we were talking a little bit about the connection gays have with pets, and I think you told me before that when you were dating, before you found your partner, your cats really were pretty good barometers, if you will, of your dates. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like your cats are a good are the good judge of character. I had a cat Gigi who was the greatest cat in the world. She was like my right arm. She was just an extension of me and my personality. And if she went over to them and got friendly with them and they showed it back, then this might be a keeper. But somebody who was more concerned about getting cat hair on their sweater or someone who was ignoring her or leaving her alone, I felt that maybe this wasn't the right person. And most of the times, she was right on the money.
Didn't she actually cough up a hairball on one of these guys that was being a little bit of a diva?
Yes, yes. She barfed a hairball up on his sweater, and he was totally horrified, and the overreaction, I thought, was just ridiculous. I mean, it's just a hairball, so he went flying out the door, and needless to say, I never heard from him again and never wanted to.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you're very lucky you had Gigi, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I had her for 18 years, and she was just sort of everything to me, yes. And she was a good judge of character. When I finally met my current partner, you know, she was already 18 at the time, but she took a liking to him, and he appreciated what a sweetie she was, and he and I have been together for 8 years, so she was right on the money then, too.
Yeah, I think we're lucky, whether they're cats or people, to have folks in our life that really give us the real skinny on someone, because far too often, well-meaning friends will say, oh, it's okay, and never tell you when you're dating a real jerk or something, and I think that you're very fortunate that you've had Gigi's and other cats in your life that really are there for you.
Yeah, I know. You're right about the tact you have to sometimes display when your friends are maybe dating somebody that you're not too thrilled with. But cats don't think about tact or social, social propriety. It's, you know, what you see is what you get. And if they like you, they rub up against you. And if they don't like you, they leave you alone. And there's no, you don't have to interpret too heavily when it comes to how they react to other people.
Can you imagine, there's the speed dating, there's online dating, there's all these other things. Wish there was a way we could do something with cats to have them be our dating gurus out there. I think the world would be a much more harmonious place.
I know. I agree.
Hey, and not trying to embarrass you, but, I told you you're very easy on the eyes. And didn't you win some big award in New York for being some kind of hottie?
No, I didn't win an award. There's a magazine that features men from different big cities, and I was asked to appear in the magazine in the October issue of last year's magazine, or was it 2 years ago? So yeah, that was kind of nice, and I got some recognition and one or two clients from it, so that worked out well.
Well, you've also, you're very accomplished in veterinary medicine. In fact, your name, Arnold Plotnick, after it looks like a bunch of initials, Vanna White-like initials. You're not only a veterinarian, you're also board certified in feline medicine and internal medicine. So if anybody wants to have some fun, it's MSDVMACVIMABVP. I can't say that 10 times fast. But, you spent a lot of time in school. And so you're the real deal when it comes to helping people understand what's going on with their cat. And you've been on even the Martha Stewart Show.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of one of these overachievers, who never knows when to stop. And
that's okay.
I got a master's degree, and then I got my veterinary degree. I went out into practice, and I realized that plain old regular practice maybe wasn't as stimulating enough for me. So I said, let me go back into the higher education, did an internship. And that was great because you get to see more complicated, more involved, intriguing cases. And then I said, okay, now let me try to take this info and go back out into the real world and help the cats out there. And I went out into practice, and once again, I kind of found maybe this isn't enough of a challenge. So I went back to my residency and did internal medicine and became an internist. And this way you get to focus on the more interesting problems, the more, you know, the more complicated problems. And after a while, though, I found myself sort of craving something different. Next thing you know, I wanted to specialize, but rather than specialize in a discipline like internal medicine or cardiology or ophthalmology, I would specialize in one particular species. And that's what I did, and that was a perfect blend because I get to do internal medicine and I get to do one particular type of species. So it worked out great. And then one of my clients is a producer of the Martha Stewart Show. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with her, and they had an interest in having a segment on there where we presented unusual cat breeds. And so
okay.
I contacted my clients who had unusual cat breeds, like a Selkirk Rex and the Scottish Fold and a couple of others, Norwegian Forest Cat, etc. And we all went on the Martha Stewart Show for a little, like, 5-minute segment, and it was really wonderful.
What's she like? I mean, I know she's totally an animal lover, and I was sorry to hear that her beloved dog, Pawpaw, had recently passed on. But
yeah. Well, you know, people say what they say about Martha Stewart, but when I was there, she was absolutely wonderful. She was as nice to our clients and to me and my staff, as nice as can be. And when the cats came out, you could see her face really lit up, and it's not an act. She truly loves animals. She really does. And during the whole segment, when the cats are out there, she was just as happy as could be. She's very happy when she's got her hands on some animals and is talking about them. I know she has like 8 cats and 4 dogs. It's the real deal there. And so it was really very nice.
Well, you're also the real deal, Dr. Arnie, and I know you and I have worked together on catnip for, gosh, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
And I am amazed by you're not only able to help clients, you're able to be one of the top pet writers on the planet as well. The Cat Writers Conference is every November, and with your busy practice, you're not always able to get to the conference, but
no,
you're always winning a wheelbarrow full of medals for best writing and articles. I mean, how do you find time to write and practice and play dodgeball?
Well, it's I don't know. It's not easy to do. It seems like every spare second I'm doing something like this, but, you know, I have you to thank for a lot of this stuff. I'm allowing me to be the medical editor of Catnip. It lets me keep my head in the medicine, answering people's challenging questions. And, this writing thing sort of evolved. It evolved over time where I found that I liked explaining things to people and was constantly writing client educational handouts for our clientele. And it sort of evolved into writing for magazines. And now I find I really like doing it. It's my own form of CE, really, and that's how I keep my, you know, if I write about it and I have to be an expert in it, then I force myself to have to know it as, you know, better than anybody else, and that helps keep me to be a good doctor.
Well, I'm very happy and blessed that you are helping cats everywhere and that you are, I consider, one of my best friends on the planet. I know we live coast to coast, but, you know, you're an awesome guy, and you really do a lot for many people and many pets.
Well, thanks, and I love doing it. And yes, you're on the other coast, but you know, you churning out all those books that you write and constantly going on book tours. I'm very lucky that you manage to come to New York fairly often, and so I get to see you 2 or 3 times a year. Last time we actually went to a baseball game together, which was just one of the greatest days I think you and I have had. It was wonderful watching a ball game and eating.
We watched the Mets. Yeah, I even had sushi. I had edamame. You were disgusted that I had edamame at a ballpark, but yet they served it.
I mean, you know, think about how times have changed. What have happened to hamburgers, hot dogs, and beer? No, now, you know, Arden goes to the concession stand and comes back with edamame. It's hilarious.
I know. Hey, I definitely want to have you back on because I think we could do a whole show about special care for senior cats. So we're going to make sure we can schedule that. At this time, I want to again thank Dr. Arnold Plotnick for being our guest. please go to his website, ManhattanCats.com, and check him out. He has a very successful practice in Manhattan, but he truly helps cats all over the globe as medical editor of Catnip and columnist for Cat Fancy, and he contributes to CatChannel.com. At this time, I also want to send a big thank you out to our producer for making this show possible. So, this has been the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I want all of you listeners to know that I really want to hear from you. And we are trying to find out all the different places on the globe that you are tuning in to Oh Behave. We've actually gotten calls from as far away as Japan. So please send me your questions, comments, or ideas for shows. Just do it by emailing me at arden@petliferadio.com. And don't forget to go on the Pet Life Radio site and take our listener survey. It's really fun. It's easy. And if you truly dig my show, then click on the dig icon. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave! With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.